It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. We can all remember the days when we all used to go to the mall, not just to shop, but to hang out and eat and see friends and just kill time. And we all know that malls are dead everywhere. But not every mall is a ghost town, something the New York Times illustrated in an article about Aventura Mall in North Miami, where they're running close to full occupancy. The article notes that Aventura, like some other malls that are thriving, like South Coast Plaza in Orange County or King of Prussia Mall near Philadelphia, is loaded with high-end retailers like Louis Vuitton and Gucci. There are more affordable stores there, but the very presence of stores you can't afford seems to make those places more attractive to everyone. I don't know who actually shops at those expensive stores. Whenever I go to, say, South Coast, I don't see a lot of people in the stores in the fancy wing, the one with all the Rodeo Drive-type stores. Someone must be spending there to keep those stores renting space, but not me. But I think they're there to serve another purpose. People still need social interaction, so going to the mall instead of ordering from Amazon is still a thing, but they want to do it in a nice, safe place. A mall with nothing but JCPenney and phone case kiosks isn't a place you want to hang out. So maybe that's the secret to saving malls. Just load up on stores nobody can afford, but that make people feel safe and comfortable. I'll meet you outside the Jimmy Choo store. Happy shopping, and we'll have more tomorrow. Today, that's enough.